patient, 1st of March, patient Emily Campbell, C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L, date of birth 6/3/1987. Emily Campbell was seen for evaluation of hypothyroidism, period, paragraph. On this visit, comment, she had no specific complaints apart from hair loss occurring almost 2 years after a recent pregnancy. Period. She describes the hair loss as being intermittent and has had treatment with Rogaine and Biotin with limited benefit, period, paragraph. She states that her periods are normal and there's no significant recent weight change, period. She has occasional aches and cramps, period, paragraph. Past medical history is otherwise uneventful, paragraph. Family history, negative for thyroid disorders, paragraph. Social history, she's at home mostly and works in a gym at for about 10 to 15 hours per week, per paragraph. Currently, she is on no other medications, per paragraph. Journal review, was otherwise unremarkable, for assistance evaluated, paragraph. On examination, blood pressure 110 over 58, common weight 153 pounds, BMI is 24.7, period. The heart, the thyroid gland was slightly larger, 1.5 times normal size, period. The heart cells were normal, the lungs were clear, period. The peripheral examination was intact, period. Paragraph. Impression, small goiter with possible thyroid dysfunction, per paragraph. I've reviewed her lab tests, which include a normal free T3 at 3.3, comma, free T4 at 0.79, and TSA suppressed to 0.02, period, paragraph. Impression. Final impression, colon, mild thyroid function test, partial suppression of TSH with normal thyroid hormones, comma, which may represent a possible non-thyroidal conditions such as weight loss, comma, stress, comma, chronic illness, or other factors, per paragraph. I've advised that she stay off biotin as it may interfere with thyroid function testing and follow up in about 3 months' time for repeat thyroid tests as well as an ultrasound of her thyroid, per paragraph. End of dictation.